0501.
Plus, get convenient and easy access to your savings anytime with e-wallet, cash plus, ATMs, or your branch. Also, with FNB's Group Savings Account, every member sees real-time transactions and balances. Enjoy zero monthly service fee, competitive savings rates, all accessible on your device. Grow your group's wealth together with FNB's Group Savings Account. Visit your nearest FNB branch to open your group savings account or call 362 today to learn more. FNB is a licensed commercial bank. FNB. Health changes everything.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push. It all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50. Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kombon Radio. 34-year-old Chifunda Bulimana takes on life. In African news, Ugandans welcome a war crimes charges against their LRA leader Joseph Kony and demand his arrest. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. A 34-year-old man of Chifuna Buli district of Luapula province has committed suicide by hanging himself using a bedsheet outside his girlfriend's house. This is after he discovered that his longtime girlfriend, whom he had plans to marry after divorcing his wife, was planning to reconcile with her estranged husband. Luapula Province Police Commanding Officer Mwala Yuyi has confirmed the incident, which occurred between November 4th and November 5th, around 21 hours, and identified the deceased as John Sondashi of Mutwala Village in the Senior Chief Mwewa's area. Mr. Yuyi explained that the deceased had separated from his wife in October after a promising marriage to his longtime girlfriend, who had also divorced her husband. However, the deceased was enraged upon discovering that his girlfriend was still in contact with her former husband and that the couple was even planning to reconcile. This prompted the deceased to confront his girlfriend at her parents' home, where he threatened to kill himself if she refused to marry him. Mr. Yuyi explained that a woman's father managed to calm the situation and he left the house, and the girlfriend later left to her house. He added that, however, the deceased body was later found the following morning, suspended from a bedsheet outside the girlfriend's doorstep. Mr. Yuyi says the body was picked and deposited at Luwe Mission Hospital mortuary awaiting burial. Mufulira's Kawama Ward Councillor Enoch Kawaso has appealed for increased police presence to curb rising cases of vandalism targeting public infrastructure. Mr. Kawaso says the criminal gangs have continued to terrorize the residents by grabbing merchandise and disrupting community activities. The civic leader revealed that through the 2025 Constituency Development Funds, construction of the first ever police post in the ward is already underway.
The reason at school, rather in this community, our desire was that if the police can still come in and assist us, in our area, the mushrooming of these human groups will be on the safe side to guide or to patrol so that we get this vandalism issue. But this is just an appeal. If at all you can assist us to reinforce the police to come and do the patrol at times. Just within 2 days, within a week, it can do a recommendable job.
The business community in Kapenposhi is demanding for the visibility of the medium and small scale enterprise ministry in the district. One of the concerned business committee members, Chisenga Chimambo, says once this is done through the Citizens Economic Empowerment Commission, CEEC, it will enable business players to easily locate the said responsible line ministry. He proposed that officers should be more accessible at any time whenever they want to acquire loans for empowerment purposes. Mr. Chimambo observed that if such an establishment for office is done, it will in turn be in tandem with government's agenda and policy of decentralization.
About the CEEC, small, medium, and scale enterprises, the ministry, and they've made a lot of pronouncements there in Lusaka, but here in Kapirimposhi, really they're not visible. Because if you go through town and ask the business community to say, where do we find the CEEC, or where do we find the small, medium and small scale enterprises, they will scratch their heads because they don't know where to find them. They're not visible.
The Ziwa Science and Technology DSET says limited investment in infrastructure and equipment is hindering the development of science, technology, engineering, and mathematics STEM in Zambian schools. DSAT Executive Director Veronica Mwava has noted that Zambia's inadequate investment in STEM infrastructure and equipment is a major obstacle to improving the subject in schools. Ms. Mwava has emphasized the need for deliberate policies to enable investments in STEM, highlighting that the current infrastructure and equipment are insufficient to support the growth of STEM in the country. She has since urged the government to prioritize investments in STEM education, emphasizing its importance in driving national development and competitiveness.
You recall, we were pushing for this agenda for the government to repeal and revise the 1997 Science, Technology and Innovation Policy because it was just outdated, okay? But now they've done a good job. So if you invite me to that program, then we can say a lot more things in detail and push government to increase resource allocation for R&D, the STEM, if you talk about STEM, you talk about, it all starts from, you know, high schools, do we have laboratories, how much are they investing in? Because you cannot just talk about STEM without having the initial investment.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
It's been 20 incredible years of progress, and we couldn't have done it without you. To you, we say thank you. Twalumba, twadotela, sikomo, situpesi, twasanta.